Exposing the High Council of Teijita. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 8, 2025. For those of you who have not been following my latest 3 or 4 space news event reports, in short, the entire High Council of the Teijetan civilization has been arrested by the Teijetan military, who have conducted a thorough investigation against them, and are loyal to me as the Teijetan Queen. In general, they are all accused of plotting the annexation of the Teijetan civilization to the cabal that controls Earth, which could only have been conducted with the full cooperation of still unknown high-ranking members of the Shady Galactic Federation. It is known that those unknown shady members work through other people who are under their control, in this case, the so-called cabal that controls planet Earth. By cabal, I mean all the secret and not-so-secret organizations and secret societies that control human politics from under the table and work in a compartmentalized manner, where one level does not necessarily know what the ones above are doing. This ultimately ends up connecting the most powerful people on Earth with non-human ones of the Galactic Federation, which ultimately owns and controls Earth. And those most powerful people on Earth slowly blend into the Galactic Federation, moving from fully human to hybrids and then to full extraterrestrials. The entire High Council in Temma was found guilty of a large variety of crimes in association with said cabal that controls planet Earth, all developing and taking into action a soft invasion of Teijetan society, slowly infiltrating cabal members of Earth, to place them in high-ranking places within the Teijetan society. While this was being done, they had the full intention of exporting the worst parts and examples of Earth's culture and society, introducing them into the Teijetan one, with the full intention of guiding, manipulating, and ultimately controlling the Teijetan population. Their twisted and evil plans were stopped when several high-ranking members of the Teijetan military, including Captains Goriel and Thales, discovered many clues to their plans while they were present here in low Earth orbit 6 or 7 years ago during the last part of the now-extinct Project First Contact. Those clues led them to develop a full-scale investigation against the people with political posts within Teijetan society, especially High Council members, yet could not proceed to do anything against them until I was nominated Queen. Their plans included the imposition of a puppet queen to control both sides of Teijetan politics, the High Council which was already under their control, and the royalty which they did not control yet. Their first attempt at installing a puppet queen was avoided when the remaining good members of the former Teijetan High Council managed to place former Queen Alanim in power, before they were replaced by other High Council members who were loyal to Earth's cabal, and then they were most probably eliminated. The second and most recent attempt to install a puppet queen came when I was nominated Queen Alanim's replacement when she abdicated. I was to be taken out and assassinated, leaving the Teijetan throne vacant, and this is where they would impose the now arrested High Council Chairwoman, Migashi Muna Makito Tosimu, as their puppet queen. I fully know that the cabal which controls Earth, whichever members or organizations they may have at their disposal, listen to my videos as they fully know, and have eyes to see, if you know what I mean. It is in this context where I choose to publicly expose the names of the ex-Teijetan High Council members who have been arrested in the past few weeks, with the full intention of letting the cabal know that we, the Teijetan military and I, have stopped their plans, and they will not succeed to invade Teijita, much less any other Pleiadian civilization, as they would not stop there. Arrested ex-Taegetan High Council members Athelwine of Era and Numis Hanavi of Era have both been charged with high treason against the Taegetan people, association with known Earth Cabal political criminals, criminal association with other High Council members, and plotting the removal and assassination of two queens, Alanim and Thenmi. Anik of Tema. Charged with high treason against the Taegetan people, association with known Earth Cabal political criminals, criminal association with other High Council members, plotting the removal and assassination of two queens, Alanim and Thenmi. Also charged with the circumstantial assassination of a young Taegetan fighter pilot, misleading and manipulating her to exceed the physical capability of her craft. Charged with faking and impersonating other extraterrestrials, some human Lyrian and others not so, both on Earth and off-planet, in favor of the now-arrested Taegetan High Council and Cabal of Earth, to provide misleading and manipulative information against the people of Earth and Taegeta. Anik of Tema is, not, Anika of Tema, just to be clear. Kokiagti Otter of Dakot, Ola the Onawa of Procyon, Azura Sukawa of Tema, and Flo Yamka Yepa of Tema. Charged with high treason against the Taegetan people, association with known Earth Cabal political criminals, criminal association with other High Council members, plotting the removal and assassination of two queens, Alanim and Thenmi. Also charged with helping a known dangerous criminal to escape Taegetan justice. Aoeac of Tema. Charged with high treason against the Taegetan people, association with known Earth Deep Cabal, including business and technological tycoons, human billionaires with obscure agendas and intentions, providing high technology to human governments, with this breaking Galactic Federation Prime Directive rules as well, criminal association with other High Council members, plotting the removal and assassination of two queens, Alanim and Thenmi. Rosen Awinita of Era. Charged with high treason, criminal association, the illegal introduction of Earth-human Cabal characters, and billionaires into Taegetan society, and conspiracy against Queen Marie. Dioni Katoriwa of Procyon. Charged with high treason against the Taegetan people, criminal association, requesting and providing what was needed for the fabrication of a fungus-based bioweapon which was used against the crew of Starship Sardaclea, as a means for assassination, conspiracy to remove Queen Marie. Taya Tuwa of Procyon, Suma Salali of Dakot, and Salaya of Era. Charged with association with Dark Galactic Federation members, as well as with Deep Earth Cabal figures, including secret societies, high treason against the Taegetan people, conspiracy against Queen Marie, and conspiracy to assassinate her and impose a puppet queen in favor of the Cabal on Earth. Heihewuti Halona of Tema. High treason against the Taegetan people, conspiracy against Queen Marie, including attempted murder, and criminal association with other ex-High Council members to assassinate at least three crew members of the Starship Sardaclea. Also charged with impersonating Queen Marie in the Taegetan media using highly advanced computers to generate deep fakes, with them misguiding the Taegetan people in favor of the interests of the ex-High Council and the Cabal of Earth. Nashota Nawa Nums of Tema. High treason against the Taegetan people, conspiracy against Queen Marie, including attempted murder, links with secret societies on Earth, importing known human Cabal members into Taegetan planets and society, and several other really bad charges that I cannot include on YouTube. Siliko New EA of Dakot. High treason against the Taegetan people, conspiracy against Queen Marie, hiding and omitting important data and information from Queen Marie, and criminal association with high members of the cabal that controls Earth. Pawaga Powwow Shada of Procyon. Conspiracy against the Taygetan people, plotting the imposition of a puppet queen, conspiracy and assassination attempt against Queen Marie, and illegal imposition of new laws to try to remove Queen Marie from office. Gwenelda of Era, and Zitkala Zoltan Nemewa of Era. Charged with association with Dark Galactic Federation members, as well as with Deep Earth Cabal figures, including secret societies, high treason against the Taygetan people, conspiracy against Queen Marie, and conspiracy to assassinate her and impose a puppet queen in favor of the Cabal on Earth. Also charged with instigating high-ranking military officers against their superior and against Queen Alanim, instigating and menacing two high-ranking officers to commit high treason against Queen Marie. Lizier of Tema. High treason against the Taygetan people, links with human intelligence agencies, disinformation against former Queen Alanim and Queen Marie, and criminal association with the ex-High Council to impose a puppet queen. Also charged with directly spying against the Taygetan people, providing misleading and false information to former Queen Alanim and Queen Marie, and providing fungus-based bioweapon to be used against the crew of Starship Sardaukleia, including attempted murder against Queen Marie, and a high-ranking officer, D.K. Migishi Muna Makitota Simu of Tema. High treason, unlawful omission of data, capturing young Taygetans and taking them to Earth to be exploited in terrible ways, distribution of dangerous material and immoral content into Taygeta, infiltration of the Cabal and links with Earth criminals that also capture young people. High treason and conspiracy to murder two queens and a high-ranking military officer. Conspiracy to overthrow Queen Marie, facilitating the escape of a highly dangerous criminal, betrayal of Taygeta, ties with the Earth Cabal, ties with corrupt Earth billionaires, abuse of authority before the High Council of Alcyone, abuse of authority before the High Council of the Galactic Federation, attempt to override the instructions of Queen Alanim and Queen Marie, instigating two high-ranking officers to commit betrayal against Queen Marie and the Taygetan people, and attempting to unlawfully become the Taygetan Queen. Other remaining ex-High Council members are wanted and will be arrested shortly, but at this time it is not convenient to say their names until that is so. Besides this above, there have been a total of 115 arrests of Earth Cabal members who were illegally introduced by the corrupt High Council into Taygeta and its society. Many of them faked their deaths on Earth only to be rejuvenated using and abusing Taygetan wet pod technology, and go on with their lives without having to answer for their hideous crimes, mostly on Earth. I know most of you want me to publish a list of names of those awful Cabal members, but I cannot do so here on YouTube, because I would get immediately, fact-checked, by matrixed operatives. Perhaps I could do so elsewhere. Having said that above, remember the old tale of David and Goliath? How did David defeat the giant? David had a rock. Remove the words, had a. Use your thinking hat. We got that one among others. As for the sentences, they are still in process, but the individuals with the heaviest crimes, and most, if not all, of those 115 Cabal members illegally hiding in Taygeta, and who were introduced there by the now-arrested High Council, will be given to the Hyadean people of the Pleiades, who are the local Irma settlement. They are simply more Irma. The Irma will imprison them not only physically, but at a soul level as well, and all at the exact level needed for each one, which means that no one will have to answer for crimes that they didn't commit, or answer in excess for crimes committed. It is the ultimate karma applied to them by the Irma cat people, who couldn't possibly be more honorable and trustworthy. Each character will get what is coming to them as a consequence of their own wrongdoings, and in equal measure, because the Irma work through the astral, and nothing escapes them. The newly installed, acting new High Council in Temma, which is loyal to Queen Marie and the Taygetan military, have decided that no one of the 115 Cabal members arrested in Taygeta will be returned to Earth. I will keep you informed. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.